I'm very happy to have the second part of our next level of chanting the holy name. In our first lecture last time, I wanted to make the point that Krishna is only interested when we offer something with love. He's not so much interested in the love in the offering as he is in the love. Let us remember the example from the Mahabharata where Krishna did not go to the banquet of Duryodhana where the best food was available, but he went to the house of Vidura. Yes. Something you need to, your technical person, Ambarish, needs to do something because your voice is, I can't almost hear you. Can we correct that? Okay, let me continue. So in the morning, Duryodhana asked Krishna, Krishna, we had arranged a feast for you, but my spies have informed me that you did not, that you went to the house of Vidura, who only could offer you some bananas. Why did you not come to eat your evening dinner at my palace? So Krishna answered, my dear Duryodhana, in order to eat, there has to be hunger. But I have a transcendental body made of Sachit Ananda. I cannot feel hunger. There's another condition where I could possibly eat. That is when the food is offered with love. But you don't love me, Duryodhana. My dear everyone, Ambarish, I need to talk to you. Please talk to me now. I can't hear you. I can't hear anything. Can you hear me? Is it good? Can devotees understand? Please answer this question. Aha! Good. So Ambarish, don't translate now, just answer the question. So on your side, everything is all right. Is this the case? Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. So let us try again. Ambarish Prabhu Maharaj, please say something. Now it works. Acha, acha, acha. So, Vibhaket, you are hearing me. The devotees, I don't get any answer to my question. Is it in the Black Sea Festival possible to hear me, to see me, and to hear Ambarish Maharaj's translation? Is it possible? I can only continue if I know that it works.
As long as it works, we can hear you, we can see you, and we can understand what you say.
Acha, good, because here is a problem on my side, but no problem. Good, my dear devotees, let us focus now. Krishna is not interested in the offering as much as he is interested in the love with which the offering is done. This means you could chant 120 rounds a day, but if you don't chant with love, it is not satisfying to Krishna. It also means you could sing and attend many kirtans, but if it is devoid of love, the kirtans are not pleasing the transcendental ears of Krishna. Therefore, Bhakti Vinod Thakur has declared that mechanical chanting is not important, is not the way to chant. And he has said, only if we chant with affection and with clear pronunciation is there the benefit. So the question is, how can we come to the next level and chant with love? This, my dear devotees, is not an easy question to answer. Yes, this question needs, we need to first of all ask the question, what is affection? And then we have to ask the question, how can we direct our affection to Krishna? So, Jiva Goswami describes raga and affection is an innate, natural attachment to sense gratification. Such an attachment or affection is never forced. Like pizza, no one has to force anyone to like pizza. Your eyes see pizza, and immediately in your heart, that attachment which is already there manifests, and you want to eat it. Attachment or affection means that your senses are automatically pulled in that direction. So devotees pray that just in the same way as they are materially attached, they want to become attached to Krishna. Jiva Goswami says in the Yoga Sarastava Tika 38, Yuvatinam Yata Yuni, Yunam Cha Yuvato Yata, Mano Biramate Tatvan. Mano biramatam tvayi. Just as the minds of young girls are attracted to boys, and just like the minds of boys are attracted to girls, may my mind take pleasure in you. We all know this attachment to the opposite sex. No one needs to go to school to learn it. At a certain time, when the maturity of the body is reached, it spontaneously comes forward. And although many of us are not engaging in this sense gratification, still the affection or attraction is there, and we have to see how to deal with it. So love of Krishna is also there in everyone. But we have to develop it carefully so that it can manifest. And here is a difference. Whereas material attachment comes so spontaneously, for the forgetful soul, attachment for Krishna does not come so spontaneously. So how can I chant with love during kirtan? Some devotees even have told me, have said to me, Maharaj, how can I love Krishna? I've never seen him. He seems to be so distant from me. So it seems to be impossible for me to chant with affection. Ambarish Maharaj, again, I don't hear you. But the devotees can hear me, so no problem. Then I continue. So, my dear everyone, we need to address this. This is a problem. Krishna is not satisfied if we don't chant with affection. But in the conditioned state of life, we feel so distant from Krishna, so that it is impossible for us to chant with affection. What shall we do? During one morning walk, Prabhupada addressed this problem. He spoke about Haridas Thakur, who already had spontaneous love for Krishna. His prayer had been heard by Krishna. Like Jiva Goswami says, the devotee prays, let the same attraction which I have for Maya, let that be for you, Krishna. Let it be as spontaneous. For Haridas Thakur, it was spontaneous. Remember, he was not attracted. Even when Maya Devi personally came to him, but he felt more attraction to chanting and continued, even though Maya Devi wanted him to engage in to interrupt his chanting and engage in sense gratification with her. So Srila Prabhupada said, for Haridas Thakur, there was no problem with attachment to Krishna. Therefore, he can chant from sunrise in the morning to the whole day to the next sunrise. No problem. You know yourself, when you love doing something, then you cannot stop. When you love chanting, you don't have to force yourself. No one has to force you. So how can this love develop in a conditioned soul? The only way, my dear listeners, is by devotional service or by service to Krishna. If you look at Krishna's deity form and you offer your food to Krishna, then slowly this affection for Krishna will develop.
Если вы созерцаете прекрасные формы божества, готовите для них, предлагаете, то постепенно эта дремлющая любовь к Кришне пробуждается в сердце.
If you hear about Krishna from the Bhagavatam, then you will see how your affection for Krishna will rise.
Если вы продолжаете слушать о Кришне и Шримад Бхагаватам, вы почувствуете, как ваше влечение к Кришне начинает пробуждаться.
If you visit the holy places of Krishna's appearance and walk around Govardhan, you will see by this devotional service your attachment for Krishna will rise.
Если вы посещаете святые места игр Кришны, вы тоже там почувствуете, как ваша любовь к Кришне пробуждается.
You will see that by following these five very potent processes of devotional service, then the attachment to Krishna will rise.
Следуя этим пяти самым могущественным видам преданного служения, вы почувствуете, как пробуждается эта любовь к Кришне.
And Srila Prabhupada gave an example how this happens.
Srila Prabhupada приводит пример, как это происходит.
He spoke of the marriages in India which happen when both the girl and the boy are at a very, very young age.
Шрила Прабхупада приводил пример индийских браков, которые обычно происходят еще в очень молодом возрасте.
In the beginning, there is no love in these children.
Они происходят еще в детском возрасте, и у этих детей еще нет никакого увлечения друг к другу.
But the love arises when the girl serves the boy.
Но эта любовь начинает пробуждаться от увлечения, когда девочка служит юношам.
The way Indian families do this is they tell the girl to bring the boy one time a week a plate of sandesh sweets.
Как это делают в Индии, они просят девочку отнести своему будущему супругу сандеши.
And when the boy receives these sweets regularly, two things happen.
Когда мальчик получает эти сладости регулярно, две вещи происходят.
His love for this girl starts to arise.
Любовь к этой девочке начинает пробуждаться.
And the love of the girl arises also for the boy.
И у этой девочки начинается пробуждаться любовь к этому мальчику.
This is the only way for a conditioned soul also to develop love for Krishna.
Точно такой же способ развития любви к Кришне для обусловленной души.
By rendering regular service to Krishna, this feeling will manifest and arise from the heart.
Благодаря регулярному служению Кришне это чувство будет пробуждаться в сердце.
As we heard, this raga or affection is there in the heart of all conditioned souls, but now it is invested in the material energy.
И как мы знаем из Священного Писания, это рага и увлечение, оно уже есть в сердце каждой души, но пока оно направлено на материю.
And by service to Krishna, this raga or affection gets redirected to Krishna.
Благодаря служению Кришне, это рага или увлечение, она меняет свое направление, и мы направляем ее на Кришну.
In this way, Prabhupada's example gives us a very good illustration how we can learn to chant with affection. We have to learn to do devotional service to Krishna.
Прабхупада иллюстрирует это прекрасным примером, как же пробуждается эта любовь к Кришне, как мы учимся преданно служить Кришне.
One devotee, Hari Parshad, gave a very nice example why Krishna only loves when we chant with affection.
Один преданный Хари Прасад привел хороший пример, почему Кришна принимает наше воспевание только когда мы делаем это с любовью.
Imagine one morning, two truckloads of popcorn are delivered to your house door, and that hanger goes up, and all the popcorn just comes before your door as a big mountain of popcorn.
Так, с утра вам привозят ванну из река попкорна и выгружают у ваших дверей такую целую гору.
Will you like this mountain of popcorn? Will you like this? Is this? Do you feel this is a friendly gesture to you?
Как вы к этому отнесетесь? Вы будете считать, что это какой-то дружеский жест, что вот такая гора попкорна у ваших дверей появилась?
Or will you prefer if a person goes very lovingly in the kitchen and cooks with affection your favorite preparations, perhaps mashed potatoes and a salad, just the way you like it?
Или вы предпочтете, если человек, который хотел выразить вот свои дружеские чувства, он придет к вам на кухню, приготовит ваше любимое блюдо, например, картофельное пюре или еще что-нибудь, что вы любите.
I think you all agree with me that the little plate of nicely, lovingly prepared prasadam is much more valuable to you than if someone just sends you without even seeing you or putting a letter there, two truckloads of popcorn.
Я думаю, что вы все согласитесь со мной, что одна тарелка просада, приготовленная с любовью, будет гораздо ценнее для вас, чем два грузовика попкорна, вываленные у вашей двери, без даже письма.
In the same way, Krishna will like one round or one kirtan that is chanted with affection much more than millions of rounds.
Также Кришна будет испытывать гораздо больше счастья, если вы один круг повторите с любовью или один киртан споете с любовью, чем миллионы слов.
Of the services which evoke this love, so that we can offer our kirtan and our japa with love, I would like to speak of three, and then I will open the forum for questions.
Я хотел бы выделить три момента из всех способов, которые пробуждают эту способность петь киртан или повторять джапу с любовью, и затем мы перейдем к вопросам.
Listen very carefully now.
Сейчас послушайте очень внимательно.
My first recommendation is try to read every day in the Bhagavatam.
Первое, что я хотел бы вам посоветовать, старайтесь каждый день очень внимательно читать и слушать Шримад-Бхагаватам.
Read it with intention.
Читайте внимательно.
And read it with faith that the subject is that is the absolute truth.
Также читайте с верой, что предмет, который там обсуждается, это абсолютная истина.
Make like your own study program of the Bhagavatam.
Можете организовать свою собственную программу изучения Шримад-Бхагаватам.
By this devotional service, you will see that your love for Krishna will slowly arise.
И благодаря этому виду преданного служения вы почувствуете, как ваша любовь к Господу пробуждается.
The second advice is, please go to some holy place.
И второй совет, который я могу вам дать, отправляйтесь в святое место.
And there find some time to connect with Krishna.
и там найдите время, чтобы установить связь с Кришной.
You are now at the Black Sea Festival, and wherever devotees assemble and have festivals of worship of Krishna, that's a holy place.
Сейчас вы на Чёрном море на фестивале, и там, где преданные собираются и с верой поклоняются Господу, это святое место.
But you need to have one thing in place. Just going to a festival, in my experience, does not always work in awakening love of Godhead.
Но еще одна вещь должна быть, потому что по своему опыту я знаю, что просто отправиться на фестиваль, это еще не пробуждает любого Бога.
You must also spend some alone time with Krishna.
Необходимо найти время для того, чтобы находиться в уединении с Кришной.
When you are only around talking with devotees.
Когда вы просто разговариваете с преданными.
And only going to the program.
И только ходите на программы.
This alone is not enough.
Одного этого еще недостаточно.
If you do not spend some alone time with Krishna, where you pray to Krishna, talk to Krishna through prayer.
Если вы не выделяете время для того, чтобы поговорить с Кришной через молитву.
We had just a holy name immersion retreat in Belgium, and one devotee said to me, Maharaj, I don't feel any inspiration.
Совсем недавно у нас был ретрит Святого Имени в Бельгии, а если приятный, пожалуйста, он сказал, я что-то не получил никакого вдохновения.
There were nice devotees.
Он сказал, были такие прекрасные, приятные.
Nice kirtan. Wonderful deities. And every day, three times, very nice prasadam. Why didn't he feel any spiritual enthusiasm? I said to him, have you already connected with Krishna? Have you prayed to Krishna? Have you thought of Krishna? Have you put Krishna in the center? And he said, oh, sorry, I forgot that. I will try to change my approach now. And then after one day, he was all right. I sometimes feel and fear that we as devotees remain on the surface and therefore don't get anything
Иногда я чувствую, что мы с вами приятные просто барахтываемся на поверхности, поэтому ничего не получаем.
One of my god brothers explained that if you are only swimming at the surface of an ocean, you only get algae, you know, these algae.
What does it mean?
You know, these are these small green plants, which you can eat also, which are on the surface of the ocean.
И один приятный друг мой, он сказал, когда ты плаваешь по поверхности, ты можешь увидеть вот эту морскую капусту, которая там растет. Это все, что ты можешь получить.
In English it's called algae. Algae.
Yeah.
Yes. But only if you go deep, my dear everyone, you can get the jewels which are at the bottom of the ocean. So if you want to develop love of Krishna, you will have to learn to connect with Krishna while you do the devotional services.
Поэтому если вы хотите обрести это увлечение, это любовь к Кришне, вы должны устанавливать связь с Кришной во время своего служения.
Disconnected or ayukta holy name is will not satisfy Krishna and will not satisfy you.
А вот эта попытка повторять святые имена без связи с Кришной не удовлетворит Кришну, не удовлетворит вас.
You can be in a big festival if you're only on the surface, seeing devotees speaking about the news in ISKCON and in the world. You will not find the satisfaction of the soul.
Если вы приехали на фестивале, ходите по территории, болтаете с преданными о новостях в ISKCON, о новостях в мире, это не удовлетворит душу.
There will be no ecstasy in your life. Your hairs will not stand on end. And the heart will not melt. Yes. So it is so important, this developing affection for Krishna, by doing the connected devotional service.
Так очень важно для развития этого влечения Кришне совершать преданное служение, при этом поддерживая связь с Кришной.
To summarize what we have heard, I want to read to you a quotation from Srila Prabhupada.
В заключение, чтобы подвести итог, хочу прочитать вам цитату Шрилы Прабхупады.
If you are engaged in Krishna's service, you must do it pretty purvakam, with love.
Если вы хотите практиковать преданное служение Кришне, вы должны делать прити пурвакам, делать это с любовью.
Not hagnate. Hagnate means mechanical.
А это не должно быть механическим.
Oh, I have the duty to chant Hare Krishna. All right, let me chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Обещал на свою голову, теперь буду повторять Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Not like that, said Srila Prabhupada.
Не так, говорит Srila Prabhupada.
With pretty, with love.
Нужно делать это с pretty, с любовью.
Chant every name.
Повторяйте каждое имя.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
And here.
И слушайте.
Here is Krishna.
Здесь Кришна.
Here is Radharani.
Здесь Радхарани.
That kind of chanting, that has quality.
Вот такое повторение, оно является качественным.
And then Prabhupada again says like this, not Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, not like that. Priti tesham satata yukta nam bhajatam priti puvakam. That priti is required. That is the essential quality.
Вот такая прити необходима, и это важнейшее качество.
This will arise by connected devotional service.
Так, это влечение, это любовь пробуждается, это свет. Преданного служения присутствует связь с Кришной.
I suggested so far that we should read the Bhagavatam regularly and take the matter very seriously to our heart.
Первое,
And we should go to a holy place and chant there. Yes. And I said, visiting a holy place means to spend time alone with Krishna. Create a situation where only two persons are there.
Создайте ситуацию, в которой будет только вы и он.
You yourself are fully present.
Вы должны там полностью присутствовать.
And you address Krishna.
И вы должны обращаться к Кришне.
Yes. In this way, our love for Krishna might arise, will arise, and then we can chant. We will never feel mechanical and dry.
Тогда мы не будем слушать, не будем ощущать, что это какое что-то механическое, сухое.
And Krishna will be very happy about our chanting.
И Кришна будет очень счастлив, слыша такое воспевание.
Krishna will smile at you.
Тогда Кришна улыбнется вам.
If you can make Krishna smile just one time, your life is perfect. So, at the end, I would like to offer a little meditation about Krishna. And then sing with you, and then answer questions. Yes. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So let me just put everything together here. One moment, please. Un momento, momento, momento. Should I go on B? Mayapur melody? What is Mayapur melody? One moment. Yeah, B? Yes. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given us a very nice definition what manmana, or fixing the mind of Krishna, means. And I wanted to chant now a kirtan with you where you're fixed with your mind on Krishna.
Сейчас я хотел бы вместе с вами спеть небольшой киртан, во время которого вы должны зафиксировать на Кришне.
And this will make it easy for you to chant a little bit with devotional feelings, like affection.
Это поможет вам воспевать с обеими нас, чувством преданности, с любовью.
Yes. Are you ready? Dobro. Please sit properly, straight. And let us take a few deep breaths.
Делайте несколько глубоких вдохов.
When you are breathing in, stay with your breath as it goes through your nose to your lungs. And when you breathe out slowly and long. You should not force your breath, let it be gentle.
Не напрягайтесь во время вдоха, выдоха, пусть это происходит естественно.
I will read to you now a meditational text from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
Я буду вам читать текст из Вишванатха Чакраварти Тхакура.
And please follow this text with your mind, and then we will sing together.
И погрузите свой ум в этот текст, а потом мы с вами вместе немножко попоем.
Fix your mind completely on Shyama Sundar Krishna.
Сейчас свой ум полностью сосредоточен на Шьяма Сундаре Кришне.
See in your mind's eye his moon-like face. He has shining locks of hair. And he looks at you with glances of sweet mercy. Just in your mind's mind, create such a situation where you stand before Krishna. You look at him, and he looks at you. He's pleased that you are there. And his glances are full of sweet mercy. Now I will chant, and then you please join me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Krishna.
Hare Hare.
My dear everyone, are you making sure that as you sing, you see Krishna's moon-like face with the locks, and he looks at you with glances of mercy? Are you chanting like this? Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gaur Premanandi, Hari 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 Bol. So, my dear devotees, summary now. In these 2 days, with the help of our Ambarish Maharaj, I wanted to explain to you the next level of chanting with affection. Remember, in the Bhagavatam, there was the Kevala Naam and the second name, the Sneha Samyukta Naam. Kevala means just mechanic chanting. It will save you from hell. Not more. And Sneha Samyukta Naam means you chant and it is Yukta. Yukta means connected. Your chanting is connected with affection. That will bring you into the direct association of Krishna. Where you can render direct service to Krishna. The second point was the affection is there in our heart, but now it is misplaced on material subjects. The only way for us to redirect the affection is by connected samyukta service. We heard some hints how we can perform the 5 processes of devotional service in a connected way.
Также мы рассказали вам о 5 видах самого могущественного преданного служения, совершая которое вот с этой связью мы пробуждаем эту любовь.
And perhaps the main point here was that you learn to spend alone time with Krishna.
Один из важнейших моментов, который я упомянул, это найти время, чтобы проводить его в уединении с Кришной.
This alone time with Krishna can happen with many people around you.
И при этом вокруг вас может быть множество людей, но вы будете с Кришной.
Remember, when you are in a big temple like Krishna Balaram temple with thousands of people around you, you can still be alone with Krishna by just focusing on Krishna, for instance, in praying.
Даже находясь в таком большом храме, как Кришна Баларам Мандир, в котором тысячи и тысячи людей, при этом вы можете находиться в уединении с Кришной с помощью молитвы.
I will tell you my secret, and I think it's also Adiras Prabhu's secret.
Я могу поделиться своим секретом, которым, наверное, я думаю, пользуется и Адирас Прабху.
When we chant Kirtan, when we lead Kirtan,
когда мы ведем Kirtan,
we really think that this kirtan should go to Krishna. Krishna should hear it. This is the first thought. Let Krishna be satisfied with my service of chanting. And in this way, one is alone with Krishna in that Kirtan. Then second point is, how are the devotees? Is it working for them? Can they absorb themselves? Yes, and then we think about rhythm, melodies, or sometimes we need to change the melodies.
Это все, что мы рассматриваем во время киртана. Первое – сосредоточиться на Кришне. Второе – получается ли у преданных сосредоточиться на Кришне. И потом уже идет ритм, мелодия.
Yeah. So, serve Krishna first and serve the devotees also.
Поэтому на первом месте Кришна, на втором месте – это преданные.
Sometimes we hear we serve the devotees first and then serve Krishna.
Иногда мы первыми служим преданным, потом
Кришне. That is another point.
Это другой момент.
That point is also true.
Это тоже справедливо.
But here I'm speaking of connecting with Krishna because the next level is to chant the holy name with love for Krishna or affection or some feeling for Krishna.
Вот здесь я подчеркиваю именно момент того, что у нас должна быть установлена связь с Кришной, чтобы потом перейти к воспеванию с любовью.
This was what I wanted to explain in these two lectures.
Это то, что я хотел объяснить в этих двух лекциях.
In the beginning, there was some technical difficulties, but our technicians could solve it. And now it's very good technology. It works really nice. I can hear Ambarish Maharaj very nicely, and now everything top class.
Вначале у нас были технические проблемы, теперь все прекрасно слышно и мне, и вам.
But I want to be with you.
Я хочу быть с вами.
I am missing these kirtans where we had 6,000 people in the hall and we were just chanting so much and dancing so much and we had so many medangas on the stage. Wow, whoo, wonderful times.
Так не хватает этих киртанов, когда в зале 6,000 человек и мы с вами поем в сопровождении множества мриданг.
I hope that these times will come very quickly.
Я надеюсь, что очень быстро придет это время, когда мы все-таки сможем быть вместе.
Hare Krishna. Fine. So let us now see. Do you have some questions, Ambarish Maharaj? They can come now and, like yesterday, ask the question if they have any.
Если у кого-то есть вопросы, так же, как в прошлый раз, можно подойти к компьютеру и задать свой вопрос, чтобы Махарадж вас видел.
Hare Krishna. Микрофон говорит.
Hare Krishna, Hare Ras. Very happy to see you. See you also.
Hare Krishna.
Go Krishna, see you also. Hare Krishna. Yes.
У меня такой вопрос. Вот в книге «Живое имя» вы описываете 5 практик. Это йоджана, затем самбанда и третье, по-моему, это сева, то есть воспевать в духе служения. И сегодня вы говорили о том, что любовь к Богу, она как бы приходит через служение. Вот можно услышать вот об этой третьей практике, что значит воспевать в духе служения?
In your book about living the holy name, you describe the 5 different limbs, and the last one is seva.
Нет,
one has to chant.
А йоджана потом.
Йоджана.
Потом самбанда и потом сева.
Йоджана, самбанда и сева. And can you elaborate more about seva? What does it mean to chant the mood of service?
Thank you. Prabhupada once spoke about seva as a way to be intimate with Krishna. He said the most congenial service is the most congenial form of being intimate with Krishna. The reason is that we are serving Krishna. In all the five rasas, we are serving Krishna. So what does service in kirtan specifically mean? First of all, the symptom of service is the servant wants to please the master. So you, when you want to make seva in your kirtan, or when you want to have kirtan seva, your idea must be, I want to please Krishna with my chanting. And we all know that the Lord will be pleased only if we offer this, these names with love. It should not be like these two truckloads of popcorn offering. Better than someone bringing two trucks and the trucks go and the popcorn rolls down or comes down. It is if some nice preparation is cooked with love and affection. That's the first idea, pleasing kirtan. You can serve the holy name also in a second way. Service to the holy name is also done in a few other ways. It means to spread the holy name. To the devotees, I think that's our first audience, and to the non-devotees also. Krishna becomes likes to be served through his devotees. He says, someone who says he's directly my servant is not. Only he who serves my devotee is my servant. So by doing Vaishnav Seva in Kirtan, that is a very good way. Arranging festivals where chanting is going on. Writing books, how one could go deeper into the chanting. And serving the devotees in this way, that is Nam Seva. Yes. And then another Nam Seva is when you spread it out to the people of the world. Give public programs. Organize Ratha Yatra with lots of chanting. That is also seva to the holy name. So there's direct service to Krishna by singing for his pleasure. Avoiding the 10 offenses. That is, then the second is singing with devotees, helping devotees to chant. That is Nam Seva. And the third is giving the holy name to the public. In Vrindavan, Adidas Prabhu, I have seen many altars, especially in the villages, where on the altar there is the holy name. It's written down in Sanskrit, and he's worshipped with sandalwood and with offering of flowers.
На санскрите святое имя является божеством, а они предлагают сандаловую пасту, еще что-то предлагают святому имени.
It's mostly the name of Radha which is worshipped, which I've seen in villages like this.
Я видел имя Радхарани, так ему поклоняются.
Yeah. So that Seva is also one form is also one form. When I was young, I had the Hare Krishna mantra written down, and I was offering my food to Nam Prabhu. But I personally stopped this type of seva mostly and concentrated on chanting the Naam very nicely, you know, making it as attentive as I can, pronounce it clearly. And serving the the holy name through the devotees by helping the devotees. And the others, and all jivas. As much as possible. Adiraj Prabhu, I have found out there is an unlimited depth in service to the holy name. And more devotees in our movement discover that while they chant, they want that their chanting goes directly to Radha and Krishna, so they think of Radha and Krishna while they chant. First comes Nam Smaranam, just remembering the name, then Rupa Smaranam, then Guna Smaranam, and so on. No, it comes automatically. All wonderful service. I thank you very much, Adiraj Prabhu. I want to embrace you. You do such nice seva to the holy name.
Спасибо, Гуру Махарадж.
Харе Кришна.
Харе Кришна, Дзвешан Гуру Махарадж. Please accept my obeisances. One more question about this book. The name
One more question about this book. The fifth method is to chant with Sharanagati. Yes? So can you also a little explain what means Sharanagati in the connection with the holy name, and what is the difference between Sharanagati and Seva, because Seva also means to dedicate by self. Я спросил еще один вопрос по этой книге «Живое имя». Там пятый метод – это воспевание с шарнагати. Я просил Махараджа чуть подробнее объяснить, что значит воспевать шарнагати и в чем отличие воспевания шарнагати и воспевания севы, потому что севы тоже означает посвящать себя всего.
Thank you. The day before yesterday, I had to chant the holy name with Sharanagati. I had finished my seva very late in the night at 10 o'clock. And I wanted to go to bed now. But then I looked at my counting beads. And I saw there were four rounds left. I had not finished. So first I thought, well, that's now 10 o'clock in the night. Let me chant tomorrow. Catch up tomorrow. So I put my bibek aside and then I decided, let me just read one, you know, for 2 minutes something before I go to bed.
Я отложил чётки, взял книгу и подумал, ну хотя бы пару минут перед сном почитаю.
And then I opened one book about the holy name, where it was saying that Krishna is especially pleased if a devotee surrenders to him by chanting the holy names even under great personal inconvenience.
Я открыл книгу о Святом Имени, и там сразу же пошла цитата. Кришна особенно доволен, когда преданный повторяет Святое Имя, несмотря на какие-то неудобства.
And then I knew, oh, Krishna had made me open the book at this place. I must now surrender. It's 10 o'clock. I will finish all my rounds now.
Krishna мне все сказал. Придется предаваться на прочёте и повторять труди сегодня.
Agastya Muni, surrender... my dear devotee, surrender happens when you do something for the pleasure of Krishna, even though you may not like it so much.
Предание себя происходит, когда вы делаете что-то, несмотря на то, что это вам неприятно.
Service you can do according to your like, but surrender you have to give up your own plan and do for Krishna.
Сева может означать, что вы делаете, в принципе, то, что вам удобно, приятно, а шаранагати означает, что вы делаете несмотря на то, может для вас быть очень неудобно.
I felt very blissful after I had surrendered.
Я чувствовал огромное блаженство, когда я предался.
Okay, my dear devotees, I thank you. There is one, let us see, it's a little late. No? Okay, one more devotee. I remember you. What is your name again?
Chaitanya Das.
Yes, Chaitanya Prabhu, I remember. Okay, last question, Chaitanya Prabhu.
Прочитать, ну, Махарадж. Хари Кришна, примите мои поклоны, Шичанана Свами. Я очень скучаю по вашим ретритам на Говардхане. Вы скучаете о нас, о наших фестивалях. Хари Кришна. А у меня вопрос с прошлой лекции, когда вы говорили, что нужно вот повторять святые имена, и вот этот плач сердца, который отличается от тех слез, которые есть в этом мире.
In your first lecture, you said that when we are crying for Krishna, it's different from our physical crying.
И чем вот эти слезы первые от вторых отличаются? Потому
so
что
what is the difference when we are crying for Krishna and when we are crying physically?
Плач вот этого сердца, в чем его разница?
What does in crying in the heart for Krishna?
Thank you very much. Yes.
Спасибо большое.
There are three types of crying.
Yes, three vidha placha.
One is when we are in physical pain.
Первое это когда у нас физическая боль.
The second is when we are emotionally hurt. Maybe someone said something very bad to us.
Второе это когда кто-то сказал что-то плохое, у нас такая эмоциональная боль.
Or perhaps we are under terrible pressure.
Или мы находимся под каким-то тяжелым влиянием.
These two are the then we cry tears of the body, first case, or we cry tears of the mind.
В первом случае это телесные слезы, во втором случае это на уровне ума слезы.
But then there is a third type of tears.
Есть третий вид слез.
They come from that part in you, which all knows I can only be satisfied when I'm with Krishna.
И эти слезы исходят из той части нас, где мы понимаем, что я могу быть удовлетворен только если удовлетворен Кришной.
We can call these tears the tears of the soul.
И мы можем назвать это слезы души.
Jagadananda Pandit calls it Atma Krandan. Krandan means crying, the crying of the soul.
О,
Lord, I totally gave you up. Now I know I will only be satisfied when I serve you. I thank you very much, Chaitanya Prabhu. I see that it is a little bit later. I have to run. I have to do something urgently. Let me just thank all of you very much for listening so kindly. Let me thank also our Adiras and Achyutatma and their teams for arranging this festival at the Black Sea. And let me thank my super translator, Ambarish Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Shachinandana Swami Ki.